Welcome to the Trifecta, a horse racing podcast featuring handicap picks by Mike from MHJ Picks, recaps of selected races, and thoughts on the news in the world of thoroughbred horse racing. Trifecta, a horse racing podcast. It's me, Mike, from MHJ Picks, back with you to talk about 15 different stakes races that are going on Saturday, September 26th, at Belmont, Gulfstream, and Santa Anita. You've got a lot of Breeders' Cup win in your in races, as well as graded stakes, and in Florida, you've got your Florida Sire Stakes. So a lot of great racing happening on Saturday. In the news of horse racing, the biggest notable story is that Tis the Law is opting to forego the Preakness and go straight to the Breeders' Cup Classic. I think that's a solid move by the connections just to try to secure a little bit more for the after career of this horse, you know, in the breeding shed. So, you know, obviously a Classic victory would weigh heavier than a Preakness victory. So, you know, I totally understand that decision. We'll say the Preakness is shaping up to be a nice race. Authentic is scheduled to go, so that'll be nice to see if that form keeps up from the last race. Art Collector is supposed to be in there, so it's going to be a good race. I will have a pod dedicated to the Preakness next weekend, so be looking for that. Results from my picks this week, you've seen some up and downs. I had one day that was just horrible all the way around. But I've had other days that had a lot of success. I've had quite a few torpedo hits, which is always a positive to get those things going. Whenever you see a torpedo pick, I think a solid play is like a $2 win bet at the minimum. Throw something on it, just because that can work out well. Bet them across. You know, definitely it can light up your multi-race or your exotics when those horses hit. So if you see something on a torpedo that you like as well, don't be afraid to throw that money on it, because those are the ones that really blow up the tote and really make the days worth it. Okay, so let's jump into the stakes action. We're going to go over to Belmont Park first. Look at race 8, the Noble Damsel Stakes. It's a grade 3. Fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and upwards a mile on the Widener turf. This is a pretty open event. You've got Chad Brown with several entries as usual, looking to get a win here. The horse that I am on as my top choice is number 2, Sweet By and By, not a Chad Brown horse. This is Anthony Detro. This horse won last out in an optional claimer. Hasn't had a graded victory that I see anywhere. But what I do like about this horse is he has the ability, or she has the ability, to run him down a little bit late. I think there's going to be a little more pace in this particular race. She'll be able to run down. Number 1, Viadera, is a Chad Brown horse that I do like, off of a non-graded stakes victory. Came running at the end. Again, I think this race has enough pace that you can see a late runner come in. I think the favorite is going to be Blowout, which is number 4 for Chad Brown. This horse is a front runner and will be causing the pace. This horse is a solid horse, so I mean, this horse could just run away with it, but I think with that pressure, you're going to see the option or the ability of these others to come in late. So again, for that Noble Damsel, I like the 2-1. And your Vosburg, which is a graded 2 for 3-year-olds and upwards, is a sprint, 6 furlongs on the dirt. We've got a small field here, only 6 horses. Some of the perennial horses you see in these stakes out there, like Frenzy Fire. Frenzy Fire is my second choice in this race, but my top choice is going to be Engage for Steve Asmussen. Jose Ortiz is in the mount. This horse is coming off of a layoff, but you know, I see this as the best horse in the race, has run with the best of them, has run against Frenzy Fire, and actually I don't think has ever beat him. But Frenzy Fire had a little bit extra back when they were running against each other before, so and talking about the trainer was John Service. So Frenzy Fire is still a good horse, definitely has a chance. If you don't like betting horses off a layoff and you don't like the former Service runners, you've only got four choices left. Of those, two of them ran in the graded one for Go and ran third and fourth, and that's number one, True Temper, number two, Funny Guy, number three, Stan the Man. It's coming off of a non-graded stakes win recently. So all these horses are in form, as well as Share the Ride, which won the Mr. Prospector over at Monmouth with a pretty good speed rating at 9-1. So really an open race if the six horse does not fire. I'm thinking that he will. Let's see if I'm right or wrong. But again, in the Vosburgh, I do like the number six, Engage, to get the win there. Let's move over to Gulfstream Park, where you've got the Florida Sire Stakes. The first of these is Race 6, the Wildcat Air. In Race 6, I like the two-horse, Squeeze Adios. Not sure how they say that, but I guess Adios Charlie, so probably Squeeze Adios. Terry Pompey and Miguel Vasquez. So this horse ran last out against a couple of these in the Benny the Bull Stakes and ran fourth to them. He has a nemesis in here named Noble Drama that he hasn't quite beat in these stakes. So I think people are going to tend to go with Noble Drama, and I would as my second choice. Noble Drama is a nice horse. It seems to be in good form off of that win. Won the Sunshine Millions Classic back in January, so a solid horse. I just think this is the kind of race where number two could turn the tables on that horse, coming from a little bit off of the pace. You just never know what kind of traffic happens in the lane. So I'm going to go for a small upset with Squeeze Adios over Noble Drama. Both of them have a good shot to win, along with Garter and Ty, which is the sixth horse. Seventh race, to Hollywood Beach. We've got a 5-furlong turf dash for two-year-olds. Probably going to be a couple of big favorites here. I'm going to look to the number two horse, Casalsa, for Mike Maker. This horse is 8-1 on the morning line. Ran a race in the slop last out. Did not look good. Was bumped at the start, then just kind of eased. So it's kind of a throwout effort for me. It was a big jump in the stakes from the maiden win. The maiden win, he looked pretty solid. So I think this is an interesting move to turf. As you know, Maker prefers turf, it seems. So this horse, I think, is primed to pull an upset here. It's working well. And I definitely like the price better than the others. That being said, number one, Designed by Kitten, is on the rail for Wesley Ward. This horse broke her maiden at Woodbine. Race that was taken off the turf. Won, fairly easily in that race. So, solid horse. Wesley Ward, of course, you know what he does with two-year-olds on the turf. Not much negative to say on this horse. Just expecting it to be bet down pretty good. Number 10, Drew the Far Outside, Big Daddy Dave for Ralph Nix. Aside from the maiden win, ran second in a $200,000 stakes race to Breeze On By, which is a horse that we'll talk about later that is a pretty excellent horse. So it's a natural selection here, I think, as well. It's just tough with that far outside post. Now, he will actually be in the 8 path because there's a couple of MTOs in here. The rail is set to be at 96 feet, so it's a little bit far out there. It's going to be hard for this horse to make it. Now, he does show the best speed, so there is a chance that he could clear him and hold on. But it's going to take a good effort right out of the gate. He doesn't break well. It may be just about over for that horse. But again, I like Casalsa, Designed by Kitten, and Big Daddy Dave in that race. Have to note there's a horse named Just Right Mike in the race. Not one of my picks, but always cool when a horse with your name can do something, so that would be cool to see. Race 8 is the $400,000 Florida Sire My Dear Girl for two-year-old fillies on the dirt. This is a race that I'm actually excited to watch. I think it's a big field that has opportunities for chaos. The horse I'm going with on top is number 8, Lilac Lace. So this horse is shipping in, broke her maiden at Keeneland, ran in a grade 2 Adirondack, some of these words get a little tough, and ran fourth in that race. Didn't look great, but you know, this arguably is not as tough as a race. It's coming off of two solid bullet workouts right now, 10-1 on the morning line, so a torpedo play. Anthony Quartarolo hasn't had any runners at Gulfstream, so it'll be interesting to see how this horse shapes up. Zayas is in the mount, so that's a positive, because you know he's a solid rider, especially there at the surface at Gulfstream. Number 5, Tamiami, is a torpedo play as well at 15-1. Goes for Todd Pletcher. It's not often you see a 15-1 on Todd Pletcher, especially at Gulfstream. But this horse, you know, is up against it a little bit compared to the peers based on the numbers. However, one thing to note with Todd Pletcher is you just never know. You know, this horse ran in a stakes race last time and was beaten soundly by these horses, but ran very wide the whole time. In the maiden special weight, however, this horse stumbled at the beginning and then was able to rally and win the race. So there's obviously some talent in here for this horse to be entered. I know probably just taking a shot, but I'm not one to ignore horses like this. So I think you've got to look at Tamiami and make sure that you give a solid impression before you make a wager against. These numbers sometimes change quickly with these two-year-olds. The horse with the flashy number is number 2, Big Rings, for Ralph Nix. Won his maiden 6.5 furlong special weight race by 8 lengths. Had a buyer of 79, which is pretty good for this group. Repeated that performance, and they're all going to be watching her run on by again. But, you know, two-year-olds, again, different things can happen. Could be different pace setups, etc. The horse in here that has been the favorite 2 times in a row in stakes races is number 7, Princess Secret. Daniel Pita is the trainer for Miguel Vasquez. So this horse hasn't run the route yet. However, did win that last $200,000 stakes race here at Gulfstream. It was a Florida Sire stake. 7 furlongs, and had a nice race. I don't see any reason that she couldn't repeat that. 78 buyer speed figure, so is a logical choice there. One that will probably take some money is number 3, Go Jojo Go, for Michael Yates. Ran in those same 2 stakes races, ran 3rd in that last one. So this horse, though, has had a troubled beginning every race. In the first race of her career, she clipped heels. Every race since then, she's bumping at the start like crazy, and then is running on late. So she actually won a $100,000 stakes race at 22-1 against a couple of these. So you just don't know what kind of effort this horse is going to put in. Tough to overcome another bad start, but it seems like that's maybe what she likes, get herself angry and get into the race. So I think a very nice solid race here. Really got 5 choices that could win, really even 6. You could even say Deborah has a good chance, so this could be a fun race to watch. Again, I'm gonna go with Torpedoes and try to catch a good price here. 8 as my top choice. Going on to the Armed Forces, $75,000 turf race. We've got five-horse full mini. I'm going for Mike Maker, Edgar Zayas in the mount. This horse is off of a disappointing race and a $75,000 stakes where he ran fourth. He had a little trouble at the start. Has since gone on to fire a bullet work. So I'm looking for this horse to improve. Interesting horse here to me is number 3, Oxbow Pioneer. So this horse actually is coming in from Evangeline Downs in Louisiana. Won a special weight down there. The buyer speed figure of 58. Came on late in that race. So, you know, on paper it appears like, hey, this horse maybe is overmatched. It's hard to tell when they're coming from a place like Evangeline if you don't follow it. I don't particularly follow it. But what interests me is the fact that the trainer or the owner and trainer are aggressive in placing this horse here for a stakes debut right off of that maiden win. Did have a next out winner out of that stakes race, or that maiden's special weight race down in Louisiana. So I wouldn't rule this horse out. And a 20-1 on the morning line, you know, this horse definitely has a chance to do something. There's going to probably be a lot of pace. And they are going a mile. So this horse could run him down, stretching out for the first time. Out of Oxbow, you know, does have some pedigree to run a little long. So it's one to definitely keep an eye on. If he is indeed ready to run in deeper waters, he could make a big difference. Number 4, Raison d'Air, is going for Kathy Ritvo, Luca Panici, off of a bullet work and off of a maiden win of 13 lengths. So hard to ignore an effort like that. That was actually on dirt though, not turf. This turf race before that wasn't fantastic, so maybe something clicked. Maybe he just doesn't like turf, but this is a turf race, so we'll be curious to see how he runs. But definitely can't ignore that effort. Anytime a horse wins by 13, you know, they're definitely somebody to watch, no matter what level they're at. Race 10 is the Sire in Reality. I'm sorry, the In Reality, the Florida Sire In Reality. $400,000 colts and geldings for 2-year-olds, a mile and a 16th on the dirt. Do have an anchor choice here. That is for Breeze On By. This horse is 3 for 3, has won by 6 lengths, 1 length, and 7 length. Has beat all of these. He's a very impressive horse, the way he has won those races, going for Ralph Nix. And Misael Jaramillo is on the mount. See them getting to him. His speed figures are high, far and away the highest in the group. Just don't see it happening. There's a torpedo in here I am interested in underneath. It would take a lot for this horse to actually, you know, pull off the upset here, but things happen with 2-year-olds, so consider that. Off of a couple of bullet works and off of a maiden win, 8 Hercules with Hector Berrios, who is a very, very good jockey that is not well known outside of Florida right now. Should put this horse in a position where it's up to the horse whether he can do it or not. Last time, close to the pace, passed him late. Here, of course, stretching out and has tougher competition with that number 4. It'll be interesting to see what happens there. There's a horse who ran within a length of number 4. That's the 3-horse Gatsby. It's the only horse in the race that has ever finished within a length of Breeze On By in those 3 races, and that is Gatsby. Now, last time, Gatsby got in a wicked pace duel up front and faded, so hopefully that didn't do too much damage to the horse, but he is one that, if he paces himself a little bit better, has a shot here to at least finish in the money, and if Breeze On By has any trouble, you know, he is the next logical one up. The final stakes race at Gulfstream Park is the Dear Peggy. A mile on the turf. Looking at the four horse, Marvelous Marlene, not quite a torpedo. This horse is off a maiden win, 8-1 on the morning line. I think she has a good shot at a Ghost Zapper, especially stretching out. I think this horse is going to be under the radar. It is a good play. Number 8, Con Lima, is a horse for Todd Pletcher, who is right now 6-5 on the morning line. He's not actually raced on turf. Has worked on turf. Tried to race on turf last time. Numbers-wise, this horse looks good. Number 8, Con Lima. It's hard to go against Pletcher. He's got a speedy horse. So definitely consider that. And then number 3, Can't Buy Love, goes for Michael Maker. Off of the bullet work. Had a disappointing stakes effort last time. The same story as one of his horses earlier I talked about. But definitely has a shot here. Twirling Candy. Damn, pay for the kitten. So definitely a turf pedigree. Can't ignore Maker and Zayas here on the 3 horse. All right, so let's go over to Santa Anita for the big day of stakes racing there. We have a total of 7 stakes races at Santa Anita. The first one is the Unzip Me, maybe about the most racy stakes race name you'll ever see. I'm going to look at number 8, Marinette, for Bob Baffert, and I know he's only 9% on turf, and that's not really his thing. Horse right now is 6-1 morning line off back-to-back bullet works. Did race on turf last time in a rout. Ran very well at the beginning and kind of faded out. Against a couple of these that are in this race. But I think a turf sprint is right up this horse's alley out of American Pharoah. This horse obviously can run on turf and can run fast. And I think that's something that people may see, that he's lost to a couple of these and decide it's Baffert on turf, and that Baffert can win them all, and certainly doesn't have to win them all. But this is one I think you could get a nice price on a Baffert horse. By the way, he looks to have a chance to win a lot of these races today. Consider that. He brought the fleet with him today. Number 1, Blue Sky Baby. Is one for Philip D'Amato, who drew the rail. I do like this horse. Has a win at five furlongs. So I think another late run like that, especially because there's probably going to be a lot of pace. Could get it done. We'll save some ground on the rail. So I think this is a horse you got to look at as well. I'm going to jump ahead to race 3, which is the Chandelier. 1.6 for 2-year-old fillies. The one in here that is a standout, anchor horse, Princess Newer, for Bob Baffert. This horse won by 6 lengths and a graded 1 in the Del Mar Debutante, then fired a bullet work. Going to be tough to get this one. That last race, she actually had a troubled trip, got bumped a couple times and still was able to run off, so obviously the horse to beat here. Number 2, Making Mischief for Mark Cassie, is one that should be right there waiting to see if there's some kind of issue and try to pass her, but it's going to be tough. Baffert actually has 3 horses in this race. Wouldn't be surprised if one of them scratches, maybe just got them all in to make the race, but definitely Princess Nora anchor selection there. Race 5 is the Speak Easy. This is a 2-year-old, 5.5 turf dash as well. I'm on number 5 for Wesley Ward, Amanzi Yimpilo from Ireland, actually an Irish bred here. Now this is a female going against the males. This horse won the maiden race at Gulfstream in the summer. Tried a non-graded stakes at Saratoga. Wasn't able to get the job done. It does take blinkers off, which I think is going to help this horse focus here. I think draws, a good group gets Luis Saez on the mount, aggressive jockey. So I like this horse right now, 7-2 on the morning line to do something. Number 4, Commander Kai, is one that is front running type, will be out on the lead. Just the distance has never run at 5.5, believe it or not, has only run at 5. So let's see how that goes for Commander Kai, but definitely a speed horse right out from the beginning, has a good shot. Number 7, Wi-Fire for Peter Miller. It's actually first time with Peter Miller, 22% angle for him. This horse should be out on the lead as well with Flavian Pratt. So does have a shot. Gotta consider these two Doug O'Neill horses on the inside. Number 1, the Great One. Number 2, No Pedigree. Just in a race like this, you never know. The Great One, obviously named after Gretzky, out of Nyquist. He was a Grade 1 winner on turf and dirt, so potential there for that horse. And then number 2 is out of Half Hours, which does show some turf pedigree as well, so especially at the sprint. But again, I'm on number 5, Amani Yampilo, as my top choice, and number 4, Commander Kai, as my second choice. Move on to race 7. Race 7 is the Rodeo Drive Grade 1. Downhill turf, fillies and mares, 1.25 miles. I like Bodhicitta to have a big race coming off of a Grade 2 victory. Bodhicitta for Richard Baltus, Flavian Pratt. Doesn't have a graded win. Other than that, did run 2nd in the Gamely, a Grade 1 race here at Santa Anita the race before. So I think this is a logical horse who is running well at the right time. Number 6, Lady Prancelot, is in this race, no stranger to graded company. This horse also has a good shot here. Number 6, Lady Prancelot, can do something. And then number 1, gotta love the name Tonahutu from Ireland for Doug O'Neill off of an optional claiming win. Hasn't quite got the graded stakes score, but did run 2nd to Bodhicitta in that last race. So looks to be shaping up to be an interesting race at Santa Anita, race 7. Go to race number 8, which is the American Pharoah. A little disappointing there is no American Pharoah running here, but you do have a horse with a lot of buzz, and that is the number 5, Spielberg, $1 million horse. Famous name, you got Baffert and Saez. Horse is working great, has never actually won, so is a maiden running in the Graded 1 American Pharoah, but has only lost to Dr. Shivel, who isn't running here, so there's a good shot for Spielberg to finally get his win. I do like this horse to get it done here. Number 4, Notable Exception, for Jack Sisterson, out of Street Sense, does have 1 race and 1 win. Impressive performance in that opener. Will need to improve, though, I think, to beat Spielberg. So the American Pharoah, I think, is Spielberg's race. If you look on my analysis, you'll see that I've also got a couple other horses mentioned. So for all these Santa Anita races, I did do a write-up for the Daily Gallop that should be posted on their website as well as mine. It just gives you some written info on all these races I'm talking about. Santa Anita race 9, 1.25 miles, John Henry Championship, Turf Championship. I don't really see them beating United. I know United was beat as a big favorite last time. Lost a race that a lot of people probably had him singled, lost money on. Not afraid to go back to the well here, though, with United. I think he is the best horse in the race. Speed-wise, pace-wise, he should be closer to the action than anybody. And I think there's not a lot of pace projected in this race. So I think United is going to run away with this one. Number 7, Next Shares, is coming in from a race at Kentucky Downs. Those Kentucky Downs races were tough this year. Of course, that turf course is always a little strange. Probably actually built some strength in the next share. So I'm interested to see how he runs here as an upset possibility. But again, I think United is the horse to beat in the John Henry race 9. Race 10 is the Awesome again. This is your final stakes of the day. It features everybody's horse they love to hate, Maximum Security. This is a 5-horse field. Say what you want about the horse. Horse keeps winning. Always look to try to beat him. Then when you just look at the stats, you look at everything, it just becomes the issue of, you know, until somebody does beat him, you know, he's got to be, I think, the pick in the races he's in. So Max Security looks like should run off with the Awesome again race here. Interesting that Improbable is also in the race. Good backup plan. I don't know that he'll go at Max Security too much. But does have 2 back-to-back graded wins. So, you know, whichever one is ready to fire will do so. I think good backup is Improbable to Max Security. So Max Security will likely run on the front end, catch all that pressure. Probably be sitting off just in case he falters. Sleepy Eyes Todd, cool name off of the Charlestown Classic win. So 12-1 on the morning line. I think this is one who will also probably not try to take the lead and may sit back and have a late run, but would need to improve quite a bit. But I thought worth mentioning. So again, went through 15 stakes races. Hopefully you got some information out of this. You can also find my picks online, www.mhjpicks.com. For today's races at Gulfstream, I have a written write-up for each race that's done in conjunction with the Daily Gallop, as well as all the Santa Anita stakes I mentioned. I do have full card Santa Anita picks up today on Gulfstream, as well as some spot plays for Belmont and Churchill. So good luck. Thanks for listening. Hope you cash some tickets.